This is For Kids by Kids. This is a story podcast made by kids for kids. This story is written by Avery, age 10, from New South Wales. It's called Blast into the Past. Hi, my name is Sam, and I love adventures. Climbing on trees, swimming in lakes, going on hikes, you name it. The only thing I don't like is being bored at home, and that's a very big problem when you have to stay inside because of COVID. So I get up to all sorts of mischief. Yesterday, I made a huge explosion by adding Mentos and Coke together in the kitchen. I bet you can already imagine the look on my mum's face when she found out. It wasn't a nice one. I was always constantly finding a way to get myself into trouble, like putting fake vomit all inside my mum's shoes. That was a good one.
Ew!
The problem is, I don't like getting into trouble, but I have to be able to do all this fun stuff. If I can't do it, I don't have fun, and I get bored. And that's an even worse feeling for my mum. I mosey around the house like I don't have anything to do with myself. But the other day, the best thing happened to me. On the news, it said that lockdown was going away early because there are no new cases.
Hooray!
15th of October, we will be free from our houses. I was about to pee my pants of excitement. I ran upstairs to my mum to tell her the good news. She almost started crying because of how happy she was. I think she was excited I wouldn't be doing all those pranks again. But I still wanted to keep doing them. No way I'm going to stop being mischievous. The days passed and 15th of October came around. I woke up and the first thing I did was walk out the door without a mask. This was an amazing feeling. My nose could finally breathe. I climbed all the trees in my neighbourhood and toilet papered all the houses. Whee! I shouted, I'm free, I'm free! I was so excited. I ran into the forest near my house. Everyone says this forest is haunted, but I was filled with way too much energy to just run around my neighbourhood. I was about an hour into my walk into the forest and I already had 200 missed phone calls from Mum. But I didn't want to answer them because then she would make me come home again. It was getting dark and I was beginning to get scared. Maybe I should just call my mum to come find me, I thought, but I was way too adventurous to stop now. I kept walking and finally I gave up. I tried to call my mum, but there was no signal. I bet she's calling the police to come find me, I thought. It began to rain and I started to cry. As I walked further, I saw this big light facing my direction. I started to run to it, thinking it was the police's flashlight. But as I got there was no police to be seen, and all that I could see was a small machine. It looked like a time machine. It had a door and smoke was coming up from underneath it. That's weird, I thought. Maybe it could be a shelter from the rain. So I opened the door and there were all these buttons and controls. Sam had watched a lot of movies, so he was smart enough to know that this was a time machine. He sat down and put his seatbelt on. Sam thought this was just a prop, so he started flicking switches and he changed the year to 1654. The time machine started making noise, and at this moment, Sam realised this was not a prop. It was a real time traveller. The robotic voice from within the machine counted down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. It was a very fast movement, and within 2 minutes, Sam was now in the year 1654. The door opened and Sam ran out. He felt a little sick and vomited in the bush. As he looked up, he was in this big open place. It kind of looked like a football field, but way bigger. There was no grass and it was just dirt and sand. He wanted to explore, so he walked around and then out of the blue, he heard people shouting. He walked over to see that Sam, was in the middle of a Viking war.
Dismount!
This is bad, very bad. Sam thought, I'm going to die. Sam hid behind the bushes, but as he crouched down, he made a rustle in the bushes and the Vikings came running over. Oh no, I have to hide, he said under his breath. He tried to hide, but the Vikings found him. Sam ran for his life as thousands of Vikings ran after him with swords and pitchforks. I have to find the time machine. He looked everywhere, but it wasn't there. Then he remembered that when he walked away, the time machine disappeared behind him. It must be in the forest back home. Oh no. As he kept looking for it, while running away from the Vikings, he finally lost them. He saw a forest. It looked exactly like the one at his home, where he found the machine. He walked into the forest and looked around for it. And then he saw the white light. He ran up to it, and there it was, the time machine. It looked exactly the same as when he left it. He hopped in, turned some switches, and put in the year 2021. A robotic voice counted down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Within 2 minutes, Sam made it back home to the forest. He got out and managed to find his way back home. It was weird because it was still dark and raining, like how it was before he left. The time must have freezed when I left. That's good, he said. My mum won't ground me for being so long. Sam opened his front door to see a loving mother with her arms wide open to hug her son. I was so worried about you, Sam. Where were you? Oh, I just went to a friend's house. Sorry for not telling you. I was just so excited to be out of lockdown. That's okay, said Mum. I'm glad you're home safe. The end.
If you want to submit a story, head online to 4kidsbykids.com.au. See you next time.
A Podshape production.